Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. On this week's episode, we'll discuss the ongoing paralysis in the Texas House of Representatives and compare that with the blistering pace the Texas Senate is operating at, as well as the litany of local governments defying Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibiting mask mandates. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. Today marks day 10 of the second called special legislative session. Sadly, it also marks 34 days that the Texas House of Representatives has gone without a quorum or the attendance necessary to conduct legislative business. The House will attempt to gavel in at 4 p.m. today, with a high likelihood of still not being able to secure a quorum. And to that end, Texans have to ask themselves, why? We've talked about it several times on this podcast, and it's been mentioned in several of the articles both I and my colleagues have written at Texas Scorecard. All of this could have been avoided, but the quorum breaks, coupled with the lack of prioritization and efficient use of time, were enabled by the same Republican leadership attempting to pin the blame on absent Democrat lawmakers. Unfortunately, it's Texas taxpayers left both footing the bill and holding the bag. In contrast, the Texas Senate has already passed out almost the entirety of Governor Abbott's special session agenda within the first week and are on track to be completely finished in just a few days. Do not be mistaken, this isn't me lauding over the Texas Senate. It's more a testament to what can be done with the right leadership. The Senate retains a quorum and therefore can consider bills, and consider they did. To date, the Senate has already passed out both the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill and bail reform bills, both emergency legislative items of Abbott's that met their legislative end in the waning days of the regular legislative session, with the Election Integrity Bill prompting the first quorum break by House Democrat lawmakers after being enabled by Republican leadership like Speaker Dade Phelan. He told them he would not lock the House chamber doors and would not send law enforcement after them. The Senate passed out the Youth Sports Bill, requiring that kindergarten through 12th grade students play in the sport associated with their biological sex at birth. They passed a bill purporting to provide improvements to the supposed ban on critical race theory that passed during the regular legislative session. They passed a bill prohibiting the access to abortion-inducing drugs via the mail and supposed protections for free speech on social media platforms. They passed out the so-called 13th check for beneficiaries of the Teachers Retirement System of Texas, and bills they consider property tax relief for Texans amounting to $600 million over the next 2 years. They passed a bill seeking to curb family violence and a bill potentially delaying the primary elections and candidate filing periods due to the postponed redistricting process and late census data. They passed a bill seeking to preempt a patchwork of local government regulations on business employment practices, and a bill attempting to provide the framework necessary for improved virtual education. All in all, they're almost finished. Again, much like the first called special session, where after passing everything, they had to wait around hoping that the House would retain a quorum, which never manifested. The question on many Texans' minds is whether the House will get a quorum at all before the clock on the ongoing special session runs out. Thus far, they've been generally reluctant to do much of anything to compel absent lawmakers to return. It's true that reportedly only a handful of those same absent lawmakers actually continue to reside in Washington, D.C., with the revelation that the U.S. Senate is now recessed, having not been able to consider a rehashed version of federal election legislation. Many of those same absent lawmakers are starting to trickle back home, but not to the Capitol. It's also true that House Speaker Dade Phelan did in fact sign arrest warrants, but thus far law enforcement has not seemingly acted on any of them. Last Thursday, it was confirmed that Texas law enforcement was deputized to track down absent lawmakers as the Texas Supreme Court temporarily blocked orders from a Harris County judge that attempted to protect 45 of the absent Democrats from such a maneuver. Those same Democrats indicated they plan to push forward with a request for a temporary injunction on August 20th, which, if granted, would continue to provide them alleged protection from arrest and being brought back to the Capitol. Ultimately, those same absent Democrat lawmakers still retain their chairmanships, vice chairmanships, committee membership, and seniority privileges, and as of now, the House still remains paralyzed. In July, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order where, among the many provisions consolidating several of the COVID-19-related executive orders he had issued previously, was that of a prohibition on mask mandates. As the fall semester for public schools around the state begins, and as reported cases of a new variant of COVID-19 begin to increase, many local jurisdictions, which include some school districts, have taken it upon themselves to defy the executive order and require masks be worn. Abbott attempted to put a stop to this defiance, but was handed several defeats in the lower courts on Friday afternoon. Late Friday evening, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton took the mask mandate legal fight to the Texas Supreme Court. Late Sunday evening, the Texas Supreme Court issued a stay order on the temporary restraining orders, which effectively keeps Abbott's prohibition on mask mandates in place until the case is formally decided, which could take a few weeks. Shortly after the order, however, Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Hinojosa said he would keep the mask mandate in place as he believed the order only applied to the county. As of right now, there appears to be a patchwork of various mandates around the state in relation to face coverings in schools, government buildings, and businesses. It's likely this will continue to play out within this next week. It's worth noting that before Abbott decreed that masks could not be mandated, he himself mandated them via executive order. Notably, bills have already been filed in the Texas legislature to address this issue, but it's also worth noting that they could have prevented all of this in the regular session and chose not to. State Representative Matt Schaefer, a Republican from Tyler, filed a bill in the regular legislative session preventing mask mandates via executive order, and it was never afforded a hearing in the Texas House State Affairs Committee. Similarly, when the Texas Pandemic Response Act, or House Bill 3 as it was known, was being considered in the regular session in the Texas House, an amendment that was authored by State Representative Cody Vassut, a Republican from Angleton, was considered that prohibited mask mandates by both the governor or local executives. It originally passed before State Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock and author of the overall bill, made a motion to reconsider the amendment to allegedly afford appropriate consideration to Democrat House lawmakers who had complained that they didn't have enough time to deliberate it before it was voted on. A debate thus ensued, and again the amendment was voted on, initially passing before a vote verification was called. Once the verification was complete, the amendment ultimately failed, and it turned out that 7 Republican House lawmakers voted against the prohibition of mask mandates, essentially allowing executive branches at both the state and local level to continue to mandate such activity. During the ongoing special session, Schaefer again authored the same bill. State Representative Jeff Kaysen, a Republican from Bedford, offered a bill prohibiting the practice in public schools. But due to the ongoing lack of quorum that we talked about earlier, neither bill can be referred to committee, let alone be considered. Notably, the Democrat chairman of the House Public Education Committee, State Representative Harold Dutton of Houston, has also authored a bill that would allow school boards to determine whether to mandate masks in public schools. Similarly, State Representative Joe Moody, a Democrat from El Paso, has offered a bill that would prohibit an executive order from the governor from stopping mask mandates in response to a disaster. This issue almost certainly will play out this week. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on politics and policy, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.